Greenmount was founded in 1838. It is the fourth urban rural cemetery in the United States. Urban rural cemetery is simply a cemetery with a park-like setting located close to the countryside. And Greenmount was right at the northern border of Baltimore in 1838. It was preceded by three others. The most significant is Mount Auburn in Boston. That sets the trend. The guy that founded it was the tobacco merchant, Samuel Walker. He had gone to Boston and seen it and came back to Baltimore and thought it would work for Baltimore. So he spends over 3 years trying to sell this idea and the reasons why we should have it. And long story short, 1838 gets some guys interested. So they're organized. They go looking around for land. The Greenmount property, what becomes the Greenmount property, is Robert Oliver's country estate. It's 107 acres. They only bought 65 acres because they got charged $1,000 an acre. So it was 65 grand just to buy what they had. So they got the land. They hired Robert Carey Long in 1839 to be the cemetery architect. So the cemetery opens in 39, and it's an immediate hit. By 1844, they've had 638 burials in the cemetery in a little more than 5 years. And what's interesting is that the 638 that are buried there, a third of them are transfers. Bodies got moved from older graveyards to green, to the fashionable cemetery. And it just goes from there.